No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched in the timeless world of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours guarded this earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they threw their plans against us.
Hello folks, I'm here at Winton Boys School in Bournemouth on the second night of their musical version of the H.G. Wells tale War of the Worlds. Now, there isn't actually a musical of War of the Worlds in existence. There is, however, a CD that was released in the 70s by Jeff Wayne. So I'm hoping to go backstage right now and speak to Mr. Steve Williams, head of music, and any of the 180 strong cast that helped make this version happen.
There is no stage show of War of the Worlds, only an audio CD. All that existed before was an audio CD with narration and music. Every visual aspect of the production that people have come to see is something that we've thought of, we've put together, we've made happen.
Well, the basic plot is that Martians come to Earth and they decide to destroy everybody because Mars has, become extinct. All life on Mars has become extinct.
The Martians invade and we follow one journalist who could even be H.G. Wells himself, he's never named, through a series of encounters with huge robotic fighting machines that carry the Martians about, wielding early types of lasers, as we would call them now, heat rays as they're called in the production, and finally finds himself in London, only to discover that the aliens are dead, killed by the bacteria, earthly bacteria, to which we have immune systems, but they didn't. So the Earth is saved, not by anything that mankind has done, but simply by these creatures which are on the Earth. But there is an epilogue. There's a landing on Mars in the present day, March 2003, when all of a sudden, but there again, you'd about to see the production to find the ending. It's all come together in a very ambitious way, so we have raised the expectations quite a bit. Part of that came about through the lottery grant that we were awarded. And because we were given that £5,000 grant, A, it meant we could drop the ticket prices a little bit, which made it a bit more user-friendly, but also it gave us the money to do some things that we had no conception last August when we planned it, that we would actually do. The dancing, for example, was something that we simply couldn't have afforded to buy in the services of this brilliant guy, Junior Jones. But an absolutely brilliant 2 days spent with boys who had never danced before, at least not together, really put the most amazing thing together for this.
Oh, it's been so strange, though, to see people that haven't had anything to do with drama get up and, dance around or do something like that.
You get more close with people that you wouldn't have known before.
They've been losing all their inhibitions and everything and just doing it in front of an audience.
It's very brave of everyone because it's not the easiest thing to get up on stage, especially in a boys' school. It's not a very macho thing. lots of people have been involved.
I've said about these guys in year 11, the 15, 16-year-olds, who've contributed so much towards this, but I really got to single out one in particular because we've got this amazing guy who's part of that group, No Way Silent, who has been sitting on piano in the middle of the orchestra. But he's the guy who took initially three sections of the score and agreed to do those on his computer and rework those from scratch so that it would take the pressure off the band or the orchestra, who wouldn't then have to play continuously for the entire production. And then when it came a bit closer to the time and it became very apparent that we simply wouldn't have enough time to rehearse a fourth section, he then took my original computer file, fed it over into his computer, and then made another computer version of actually what is the second number in the piece, because we just wouldn't have got that one rehearsed up in time. So he actually was a bit of a lifesaver at that point. Very talented lad. His name's Simon Reynolds. He's an excellent pianist. He and those other year 11s in the cast deserve to go a long, long way.
I'm Simon Reynolds.
And I'm Ryan McKenzie.
I've produced the CD tracks for the show, and I play the piano in the stage round.
And I play the artillery round.
Probably my most stressful part was There's a song called Horse or Common, and it's got a bass riff that just repeats and repeats and repeats. And one Sunday, I spent quite a few hours doing this song, and then for the rest of the week, that riff was in my head, so I just couldn't get it out.
Yeah, basically for me, it was the lead up to production with everyone running around, fraught, me trying to remember my lines, everybody trying to remember everything else. We were running around like headless chickens, and I think we've pulled it off now, hopefully.
All refugees to the soup kitchen in Concourse Road for refreshments. Come on, let's move!
Although we've got quite a lot of equipment and quite a lot of materials and the like, we felt that there were some parts of the story that would benefit from some animation to be projected onto a screen. And therefore, Peter got in touch, forged some links with Amanda Brown and recently Catherine Mayo up at the Arts Institute. And their students then started work on various bits and pieces for it. There were three main sections that they did. A section on Horsell Common, where the Martian kills a few people with the heat ray, and the Thunder Child that attacks the Martian. The Martian tripods as it protects the refugee ship fleeing Britain, and also the red weed at the start of Act 2. We felt that those bits in particular would benefit from some animation, and we were lucky enough to get some students who put together some pretty stunning work, which has been used in each presentation so far.
It was very last minute when they came in, but in the end it was really very good.
I particularly like Thunder Child. Thunder Child's really good when
very
the tripods
effective.
Attack the warship.
Definitely.
I like the band. Just the dancing's good.
No, I can't really pick out a highlight, but several bits are good. I think the lads singing are really good, and the dancing, I mean, I know they've got a couple of them got a fit the giggles, but I think it's